Hello. Hi, Lawrence. Hi, Pamela. Hi, Javier.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
I'm good, thank you. How was it with Michael and Maria?
Yeah, very good. We took the keys today for the property. So just went to John Lewis and did some shopping and online shopping and waited for a few orders to arrive as well. So yeah, it's all good. Gonna go back there tomorrow to just eye in the place and get it ready for the photo shoot.
Stuff. Was it another, hopefully not another 3 a.m.?
No, this one's a lot easier. It's already been, landlord already has a cleaner. He cleaned it. So, yeah, it's like immaculate. Very, very nice.
And apologies, I didn't see the other request in the Facebook group because I was in the office today. But did you manage to get anyone for nothing to sort of wait for the deliveries?
No, because it was last minute. So, what I did basically, because the deliveries were going to be from 12 p.m. today to 7 p.m. So, what I did, I got there around 10, I believe, or 9:30 maybe, and then I just called. Basically, we got the furniture from a charity shop. Yeah, so I just called them to say, do you know roughly what time it should be arriving today? Because I need to pop out quickly. And she just said after 2 p.m. So you just give the postcode, and I said, are you sure about that? Because I don't want them to arrive earlier. And she said, oh yeah, no, don't worry, someone will call. So we quickly kind of went to Oxford Street, did the shopping, got back about 1:30, and then they came just after 2 o'clock. So
Okay, amazing.
thanks. Do you have any questions at all?
Yeah,
Help.
so I actually went to, I think this was a bit, I know it's not the general correct or well, correct order to do things, but I saw a 3 bedroom house, a 2 bedroom house in Southwark, so it was right next to my workplace, and I inquired about it a couple of days ago. However, the woman said that she didn't feel comfortable giving me her number, and I should attend the viewing instead. So I wasn't going to attend and was going to persist in the number, but in the end, I actually just went to the viewing as it was next to my workplace. And I viewed it yesterday. And she essentially said that she's a property manager. So she's a property manager, but she's managing the property for her friends, who are a couple who have moved away. And they were previously living there, but they moved out about 6 months ago. And during that period, they were sort of doing sort of service accommodation. I'm not sure if it was Airbnb exactly, but she said that they were doing service accommodation. However, they're not doing it anymore. And now they're looking for either a family or professionals to take over and just rent privately. What would you do in this sort of situation?
Yeah, I mean, I would just explain, look, I can very happily rent it from you, guarantee the rent just like a tenant would, but I would be subletting it out. So, what are your concerns with that?
I think the main concern is that I still haven't got her phone number, so she isn't willing to share a phone number to have a, well, she wasn't willing to share it at the time to have a call. And she said if I was interested, then I should just send an offer through the Open Rent platform.
That you met her, did you, in person?
I met her in person, yes.
Oh, okay, but she wasn't willing to share her number. It's just all through Open Rent. Yeah. I mean, on Open Rent, you can also check how long the person has been advertising for.
She's been advertising for 11 years,
Oh, great,
roughly.
great. That's good to know. Yeah, I mean, and also to kind of like ask, I mean, you can't really say that on Open Rent, though.
That's the problem. Exactly. So that's the conundrum I'm facing now because I'd like to, she said I should place an offer through the platform. But if I do place that offer, then I'm not sure if to put the details in writing, I was thinking of sending an email
No.
explaining the situation, but
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that because they could maybe ban you. So, did you tell her when you spoke to her what you want to do?
I told her, I said that my exact words were, I, of course, I'll be renting here. I'd love to rent here and I'd rent here under my name. However, I am away a lot of the majority of the time, especially because of my work. So during that time, I would have here as a serviced accommodation for professionals like myself.
Yes, very good. Yeah, very good. I mean, look, if she knows that because you told her, then I would just make her an offer like a tenant. But yeah, just be careful not to mention that because you've already mentioned it to her anyway. And then if.
I think she, so I don't know if she's the decision maker
Right.
or if it's her friends who she's doing this for who are the decision makers, but she'll definitely have to run it by them.
Oh,
Maybe I
yeah.
could make an offer through the platform and then say, hey, let's have a chat about it before accepting.
Yeah, because you just want to make sure that she is aware of it. But yeah, I mean, definitely, I would not type it, put it on the platform at all. And if you've told her, then hopefully it should be fine that she knows, you know, what it is you want to do.
Can I just
Amazing.
jump in there as well? Even if you respond and then she responds back to you and mentions anything about a company or company let, don't respond back because you'll just be shadow banned. So the fact is there's obviously communication that mentions a company or company let and you respond, they're just going to automatically shadow ban you, like Spare Room will do that. They're really hot on that. But
I think so.
I'm just curious as to why you met her live, but she's still reluctant to give personal information. I'm perplexed why.
I think she just said she wants everything done through the platform. Yeah, I'm quite perplexed at that too. But for now, I didn't mention the words company let. I said when I'm not there, which will be most of the time, I will have it out. I will sort of rent it out as serviced accommodation. But yeah, she had no allergic reaction to that. Even in the house, there were towels and cushions everywhere. Sort of like in a hotel or someone who sort of is used to doing Airbnb. So that's what prompted me to, ask the question. But I will make an offer and Lawrence, if okay, the place is, I think it's, yeah, two bedrooms, semi-detached house. And are you okay? How should I do it? Should I share the link with you?
What for me to have a look? Did you want me to?
Yes, please.
Yeah, sure, just send it to me privately.
Okay. And in general, do you have everyone? So nice to meet you all, by the way, Camila Javier. I don't know who iPhone is. I've seen your names on the. I've just joined recently, but heard about you all. So, what in the case of houses? Because I think my situation is. I would, of course, be looking to make deals, but I would also, if the opportunity arose where I found a nice house like this one, then I would rent it with the intention of buying it. Do you have any views on sort of ho houses in central London or experience of houses?
Yeah, I mean, the best way to contact them or one of the ways is just through Gumtree for sale. So again, it's just like collecting the numbers of the landlords. You're just collecting numbers for the owners. And we just give them a call, find out their situation, what's the main reason they're selling, and that's how we can kind of figure out whether we could make, you know, something work for both of you or not.
Karen looking. So, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Is there any other questions at all from anyone? Any help that anyone needs?
Sorry, it's just me again. I'm just for Keisha. Hishov, you got your figures already. Do you know what offer you're going to put forward?
Not yet, Pamela.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, what you want to do is you definitely kind of want to go on Rightmove for the property, and you just want to kind of type in the address, postcode, just to see if there's other properties in the same block and how much they're going for, or on the same street, in the same area. Is it kind of good value? Is it this the price that others charge? Is it a little bit higher? Is it less? So you just want to see as well, and is it been done as an Airbnb at the moment? I mean, it looks very nice. The photos look really good. It, you know, think it would be kind of a nice Airbnb, but again, it just all depends on the area.
Yeah.
The location, how far it is from the nearest tube station or station.
Yeah, location. I mean, spec-wise, it is excellent. It's about a 5-minute walk from Waterloo Station. 3-minute walk from Southwark Station. It's
oh great.
They've done it up a bit, and they've done it up inside, sort of decoration or decoration wise. I haven't looked at what rent goes for in the area, but I know the property value is about is quite high. It's 900 and something thousand, 940 for 2 bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, the location's great. The location's amazing and it looks really nice. So, you know, it should do quite well.
Is there any other... I've seen in the past that you've all mentioned understanding the occupancy rates. Is there somewhere that you can go to, like a website, to understand what the general occupancy rate is or to obtain a figure?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few, like AirDNA, or there's one that Pam uses. Is it Property Market Intel, Pam?
Yeah, Akisha, if you just can send me the details privately, just the address. If you can just send me the address privately,
of course.
I can look it up on Property Market Intel. That will tell you what the average on the lower season, what the average ADR is, and the occupancy rates, and it'll tell you whether you're gonna you basically breaking even, making a profit, or making a loss. So if you send me the full address as well and the postcode.
Thank you so much. I'll get the postcode now. And that was AirDNA and Property Market Intel.
Yeah.
The one I'll be using is PMR, not AirDNA.
PMR?
Property Market Intel.
So what were the wins this week from everyone? What went well? Or did anything not go well?
I'm still getting no's. I'm just getting frustrated. All saying no. It's beautiful apartments, all saying no.
I think I'll pass it on to everyone else, and I've done too much speaking. So I'll pause for a bit.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, I'm about to run out battery and I haven't got home yet. I'm feeling bad because I don't have a sense of achievement. So I'm feeling no on fire. I'm just going to go all in. So expect it's going to get busy, Lawrence. I don't know if you have the meeting last Friday.
Yes, I did. I was on there. I saw that. I think you came on, but there was no one on.
I wasn't able to catch up. So is this one that I view like 2 weeks ago, and the agent, because I deal with the agent, is for it's obviously company let alone. He's come back to me. Obviously, he's still on the market and is not moved, but I haven't responded to him. My thought, based on what you told me before is maybe I can put something, because I understand you're busy with others. Maybe I can put on the group this, if somebody would like to do like 50-50 or something like that.
Yeah, but, of course. Yeah,
absolutely. But I still don't know the numbers, because it's two rooms. I haven't quite made the numbers. It would require like a good looking. This is all about good looking, right?
Yeah.
But it's like 2,300 per month, and it's two beds. I'm thinking about asking for a reduction of it, like, but I don't know how to put it. Maybe if I wait and still not moving, maybe make the offer. I haven't gone back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas? Anything we could do? Because I just want to make a deal, really. But nothing, it feels like nothing is moving for me.
Sure. So have you done any research at all on the property, the area?
It's in Southwest West Kensington. So the area is quite okay. The building doesn't look nice on the outside, but it's quite okay on the inside. And it's got a little bit of terrace.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told you, the potential is that this landlord, he owns the whole building. So he's got two other flats in the same building in the future.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, I mean, you just have to work out the numbers. Is this rent realistic or not?
I've been listening to stuff, and I think these days we should be fully knowledgeable about what's the occupancy rate, or something to be profitable, right?
Yeah.
So what would you consider for something like that in the area, like 60%? I don't know much.
Yeah, I mean, you can, again, just use AirDNA or Property Market Intel, a site like that, to see if it can give you an accurate occupancy rate. Sometimes their figures could be out, I feel, with the pricing, maybe. But sometimes, normally, they're quite accurate. And it's just on the season, really. I mean, April, it starts to get really busy this month. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good month, April, May, springtime. But yeah, you want to just work towards getting somewhere if you can for June, July, August, which is peak season for the whole year. So you should be able to charge the most money.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at your competitors in that location, that area, to see what they're doing. Are the photos similar? Is it a nicer property? Can you do it up in any way? The one that Betty took on, that I posted in the Facebook group page, when she saw it, she really didn't like it. She said, oh no, there's no way anyone would want to stay here. But because it was a 5-minute walk to Paddington Station, and it was an absolute tip, and the windows had thick mould all over it, the ceilings had mould, it smelled badly.
Yeah.
It didn't look at all nice. And as soon as you walk in, you want to kind of run out.
Yeah.
Hold your breath. It's not nice. But I could see great potential in it. And the furniture that we got were just from charity shops. So it's just, can you see potential?
Lovely.
And can you change the furniture? Can you improve it in any way? And just to find out, you know, with the other ones on Airbnb, have a look. Are they booked up most of April, or are they half empty? Is May a bit busier? Is June, July, August, that's going to be should be full, really? So, it's just getting the pricing right, really. I feel kind of central London zone one, you should be getting at least 70% occupancy all year round.
Mm-hmm.
And it just depends on the area, that sometimes it could be 80, 85, 90% plus.
That's amazing. The thing is, sometimes the rents look a bit scary, but you've done it multiple times, so you know the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing you could do, what we've done before with the student, is if the landlord accepts your offer and you're still kind of a little bit uncertain, and the property's available in a month or two's time, then you can just take the photos. If they're really good quality photos, we did this with the property in Limehouse, which wasn't the best part of London, Zone 2, a couple of stops away from Tower Hill on the DLR line, and not great area. The building was okay. And he really wasn't sure, this student, if it would make a profit or not. And he just put it on Airbnb using professionally taking photographs that the landlord already had for the property. And he got £4,000 in bookings in the first 24 hours.
Wow.
But he kind of set the price right. So the price probably was a little bit low. And then he just slowly increased it. So... yeah, that was kind of, and we just took it on to say, look, yeah, we'll take the property. What do you require from us? And the landlord just said £250 holding fee. And I just negotiated with the landlord, look, can we pay you the rent and the deposit when we collect the keys in 30 days' time? Because that's when we'll get the payment to pay you. And he agreed to that, just so this student could just split test it and just test it out whether this would work or not. And I said, look, worst case scenario, obviously we do all the research beforehand before you pay any money, but if you are still a bit nervous about it, then just do this. Worst case scenario, you lost £250, but you shouldn't do that unless you're really kind of sure. And this kind of proved to him that yeah, it's okay. He did well, and he earned £1,500 in the first month profit. It doesn't always work out like that, but that would be another option I would recommend. So yeah, any other questions from anyone? Any help that anyone needs? If not...
Lawrence, hello, it's Obi here.
Hi, Obi.
If someone wanted to get in touch with you, I mean, apart from Wednesday and today, what is the best way?
I mean, because I don't really take emails, and I have a team that looks after that, but sometimes it doesn't come through. I mean, if it's really urgent for whatever reason, then probably Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
But yeah, ideally, because the group is kind of growing, but yeah, if it's personal question or something, then possibly there, but ideally just through the Facebook group page so that everyone can learn. But yeah, feel free to message me there. It's fine.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Wow.